Chromatic Characters Podfic Anthology 1, Planning. Hello and welcome to the inaugural Chromatic Characters Podfic Anthology. If you're familiar with the annual Awesome Ladies Podfic Anthology, a lot of the following information will be very familiar to you. But if you're not, we're collecting short podfics that center characters of color in different fandoms to release as an anthology and as a collection of individual files. This year's submission deadline is September 10th, and we will post on September 30th. Our inaugural theme for this year's anthology is justice. It's optional. All podfics are welcome as long as they follow the rules laid out in the submission guidelines, but feel free to let it inspire you if you'd like. If you'd like to get a sense of this project, you can see the previous Awesome Ladies podfic anthologies, which this event is based on, linked below. Two podfickers. Interested in participating? We'd love to have you. This should be a low-stress project, even for people who are new to podficking, due to the word count, 1,500 words or less, with many being as short as 1 to 2 minutes. If you'd like to record something for this anthology, please fill out the quick Google form below, and we'll send you the link to the spreadsheet where we'll be keeping track of all the podfics. Here are some good places for finding short fics about characters of color. All of these have links. You can see them below. I'm still going to read you the names of them. The Characters of Color, Female Character of Color, LGBTQ Character of Color, or Male Character of Color tags at the AO3, limited to word counts of 1,500 or less. The Dark Agenda collection on AO3 includes fan works from Chromatic Yuletide, Chromatic Remix Redux, Kaleidoscope Fanwork Exchange, Kaleidoscope Treats, and Race Bending Revenge, Chromatic Fanfic, The Chamber Collection, Chromatic Vision Drabble Collection, Seeing Color Collection, Marvel POC Characters Fanwork Exchange, Awesome People of Color Are Awesome Comment-a-thon on Dreamwidth and the AO3 Collection, No White Saviors Allowed Challenges for the 100 Characters of Color, Not Green or Blue Ficathon for characters of color in comics. Since this project has a relatively quick turnaround time, you may want to refer to the database of authors who have posted blanket permission statements, again, linked below. As an aid to encourage mindfulness when selecting stories for the anthology, we strongly recommend you to check out this resource, linked below, from Writing with Color, about common stereotypes and tropes in stories about characters of color. We would like to encourage thoughtful representation in the stories included in this anthology as much as possible. To the pod curious. A number of prolific podfickers have gotten their start by contributing to the Awesome Ladies Podfic Anthology, which this anthology is based on. If you have ever thought you might like to create podfic, this could be a really great starting place. It's low pressure. You'll get a lot of listeners, you're contributing to a cool fan work that celebrates our love for characters of color, and it's not too intense of a spotlight, because your piece is in the company of many other voices. To everyone, feel free to comment with links to other fests or specific works that you think would be a good fit for this anthology. Additionally, we're looking for technical beta listeners who can absolutely commit at least 2 hours of beta listening between September 12th and 19th, to check for volume issues, errors and inconsistencies, metadata, etc. In addition, if anyone would be willing to lend their services as sensitivity listeners, please let us know if you'd be available and interested. We'd be very grateful. To authors. We've had some awesome authors get involved in the past, in Pod Together style, to create short pieces for Awesome Ladies in collaboration with podfickers. If you're an author who's interested in writing for characters of color and is seeking podfickers to work with, feel free to comment below. Podfickers who would like this sort of collaboration, please reply directly to the authors. Below you will find our rules and submission guidelines. If you have any additional questions, please let us know. Basic rules. Each reader can make up to 5 podfics to include in the anthology, though an unlimited number may be included in the spreadsheet in AO3 collection, and each story should be no more than 1,500 words. All stories should focus on characters of color, including race-bent characters. All fandoms, including RPF fandoms, are eligible. All podfics should be submitted in MP3 format. As long as it is still the day of the deadline anywhere on Earth, you are allowed to submit podfics. Effects are fine, but please don't use intro or outro music in the version of the podfic you submit for the anthology. Just for the sake of time. It's usually hours long, so we'd like to keep each podficlet within it to the header info we requested, the words of the story, and the end, in order to not expand the time further. If you'd like to add music to the version that you cross-post or that goes into the Excel spreadsheet of individual podficlets, that's totally fine. Important note, please make sure you read and follow the submission guidelines. It helps everything flow together much better, and it makes the mod's jobs so much easier. Submission guidelines. For the sake of consistency within the anthology, we'd like to ask that everyone follow these guidelines for eligible fics and the metadata you include in the podfic. Here we go. All recordings should begin and end with 2 seconds of silence. Each reading should begin with title, written by author, read by reader, fandom, fandom. So let me just give a quick example. It would be like, wishes, written by Tiger Lily, read by KLB, fandom, pose. Okay. We also suggest including appropriate warnings or content notes for common triggers such as sexual assault, graphic violence, and major character death. Because we are dealing with characters of color, we do require content warnings for slurs and depictions of hate crimes. We also strongly recommend warnings for depictions of racist microaggressions. This is not to say that we discourage stories in which characters engage with the lived realities of racism and colonialism. Rather, that we recognize that some listeners may not be in a space where they want to engage with those kinds of themes and should have a choice to opt in or out of listening. Please refer to this document, linked below, for suggested guidelines about when and what to warn for, as well as resources for defining and identifying microaggressions. All right, next, each reading should end with the end. The metadata should follow this format, linked below, name, fandom, and then title, artist, reader name, and then you put reader in parentheses after it, album artist will be the author's name, and then you'll put author in parentheses after it, year, 2020, album, Chromatic Characters Podfic Anthology 1, comments, you'll put text at colon, and then you'll put the link to the text, genre, podfic. Note, capitalize reader and author names however they're displayed on AO3. Same goes for titles and fandoms. All right, finally, to help make sure the volume across the anthology is consistent, we are providing a benchmark volume file to use for volume matching. Please make sure that your own podfics are appropriately matched to this volume. One way is to listen to the benchmark at a comfortable volume, then listen to your file, and if you don't find the transition jarring or feel a need to turn the volume up or down when the file switches, you're good. If you aren't sure how to adjust volume, in Audacity, it's Amplify under the Effects menu, and in GarageBand, it's Track Volume. The blue line, there's a link to show you what it looks like. If you have more questions, feel free to ask in the comments. The benchmark volume file is here. There's a link below. Right-click Save to download. Thanks to KLB. That's me. I'm not a mod, by the way. I'm just reading this. Anyway, for letting us use the benchmark volume from Awesome Ladies. Alternatively, you may use the volume normalization feature on Ophonic. There's also a link to that, which levels audio at a consistent volume. You can create a free account, which allows you to process up to 2 hours of audio per month. If you would prefer not to sign up for an account, you may contact a mod who can process your audio for you. Your mods for this event are Blackglass and Miss Marina 95. We can be contacted, or they can be contacted at ccpamods on Twitter or at ccpamods@gmail.com.